USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the war continuing in Ukraine and the Russians' convoy getting close to Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still believes the Russians do not intend to use nuclear weapons.
Russia and the United States have long agreed that the actual use of nuclear weapons would be devastating and have devastating consequences for the entire world. And as we've stated many times, including earlier this year, following the meeting between President Biden and President Putin in Geneva, both of our countries have stated that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
The White House outlined a new strategy for the next phase of handling the pandemic, a roadmap for living with COVID. The National COVID-19 Preparedness Plan includes a test-to-treat approach, which involves allowing pharmacists to issue prescriptions on the spot for people who test positive. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A new study from Massachusetts General Hospital and the National Institutes of Health could offer some new clues about potential causes of long COVID-19 symptoms and possible avenues for treatment. The study said the many symptoms behind long COVID may in part be driven by long-term nerve damage, and this could help in treatment in the future. The Swiss company behind the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline said that they could not confirm reports that it had filed for bankruptcy, but did say it has terminated all employees following the recent geopolitical developments. The company which built the gas pipeline from Russia to Germany said its mobile and network lines are unreachable at this time. Major League Baseball has canceled opening day, with Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years after lockout talks collapsed in the final hours.
The calendar dictates that we're not going to be able to play the first two series of the regular season, and those games are officially canceled. We're prepared to continue negotiations. The clubs and our owners fully understand just how important it is to our millions of fans that we get the game on the field as soon as possible. To that end, we want a bargain and we want an agreement with the Players Association as quickly as possible.
The players need a minimum of 28 days for spring training, and the regular season was set to begin on March 31st. The players won't be paid for any missed games. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.